Welcome back to the Obedient Rebel Show and Podcast, the place where high-capacity leaders come to stop performing, stop pretending, and finally hear God again. Today's episode is going to feel like someone turned on the lights in a room you didn't know you were sitting in, because we're naming something most leaders won't admit out loud. It's not that God is silent, it's that you're exhausted. And an exhausted soul has a very hard time hearing anything clearly, even heaven. So let's get honest. You've probably tried to pray your way through burnout. You've tried to push your way into clarity. Oh my gosh, that one is totally me. You've tried to force revelation from a depleted body and an overwhelmed mind, and it hasn't worked. Not because you're unworthy, not because God's ignoring you, but because revelation has a frequency and exhaustion isn't on it. Exhaustion actually creates static. It fogs your thoughts, it shortens your patience, it numbs your intuition. It tightens your body so much that your spirit can barely breathe. This is why you second guess yourself, why you pray and feel nothing, why you wait for guidance and hear only noise. It's not a spiritual failing, it's a capacity issue. Here's the part that hits home for most leaders. God refuses to shout over your exhaustion, not because he's withholding, but because shouting would teach you the wrong rhythm. God is bound by laws as well. But if he's trying to get louder and louder to break through all of the noise, what does that actually teach? What does that actually teach you? It teaches you the wrong rhythm. God speaks in a way that requires you to slow down and hear him. Why is this? Because the slowing down is part of the revelation. The slowing down is what will get you to listen. It's the doorway. It's the softening. It's the resetting. It's that place where your nervous system unwinds enough to recognize his voice again. I remember I took some parenting classes when I was a young parent, and they talked about like when your 3 or 4 year old is having a tantrum and how to deal with their tantrum. Do we go and have a tantrum along with them? Well, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Do we dive into the energy of it and get super frustrated with them like we tend to do when we're just on automatic, you know, autopilot? No. But the thing that worked every single time for me is when my 3 or 4 year old was having a tantrum, I would get down and I would whisper something into their ear, and immediately they would stop because they were curious about what I was saying. So I didn't get into their ear and yell, "You need to calm down. We're gonna get ice cream, okay?" Like there was nothing of that. I couldn't yell louder than my child was screaming, because that just added to the noise. But when I got close and whispered, every single time it worked. It calmed them down. And so if you can be in awareness that your exhaustion is causing you to tantrum more often than not, then as you still yourself, God's whispering. I don't think that he's not withholding. I think that he's continually whispering until we can hear him. I don't think he's like, "Now I'm going to go silent till she figures her crap out." I don't believe that, actually. I think that he just continues to nudge. He continues to comfort. That is one thing that I have felt over these last 2 years, is an enormous amount of spiritual comfort from the Lord. A lot of consoling going on. No answers yet, but I think that my mind was too busy having a tantrum to really be open for those answers. But the consoling definitely was open to the consoling. So think about Jesus. Those of you who read your Bible, read your scriptures, he withdrew to quiet places. He rested. He slept on a boat in a storm. He honored human limitation without shame. And that is huge. But what about you? What about me? We feel guilty for taking a nap. This is the gap that we're closing today. So What does exhaustion do to your spiritual signal? When you are tired, there are very specific things that happen both scientifically in your brain and spiritually in your soul and in your body. First, your frontal lobe goes offline. So your decision fatigue skyrockets. Do you know why you cannot decide what to freaking have for dinner? Because you've made too many decisions all day, every day. And like you don't have capacity for more decisions. You don't. Okay, another thing that happens in your brain is your amygdala, which is this tiny little gland that's the size of an almond. And this signals stress and this signals danger. It gets louder. Your amygdala gets louder. So it's kind of like your worry gland. So fear feels more true than faith. And I absolutely experienced that over these last 2 years. My amygdala would scream at me all of these worries, all of these horrible conclusions to what was happening. And I felt powerless to stop it. And I was just like, I couldn't dream. Like I wouldn't let myself dream, and I couldn't. I didn't have capacity to dream because dreaming would just lead to more disaster. Your body then shifts into survival mode. So revelation shuts down. God cannot get in when you are in survival mode. You're not in the right frequency to receive him. Your intuition quiets, which means you misread signals. All of those things that I thought were yes, go ahead, in retrospect, and yes, like everything ended up working out absolutely for my good, and it was what I needed to learn in my own progression and in my own becoming. But the signals that I misread, finally realized that the signal that I was sending was save me. It was a signal of desperation, and I need a savior. And there were lots of predators that were willing to step in and save me, or at least take my money. And they did that quite well. I would say only one of them was an actual predator, absolute narcissist, who sniffed out that signal that I was sending, and I misread it, thinking, oh my gosh, this is the answer. He's my answer. No, he was not. He was an answer to a question I didn't even know that I was asking. And it was, can I stand up to male quote authority figures? And the answer to that is 100% yes. But when you're exhausted, you misread signals and you think it's your intuition, and it actually isn't. Your spirit contracts, so you disconnect from peace. It's very, very hard to feel peace. So no wonder why you can't hear God when you are exhausted. When your nervous system is on fire, you're not listening, you're surviving. Like you can't listen. I would have former clients who became very good friends be like, Allison, like I'm gonna tell you what you've told me. This is lack thinking. This is scarcity thinking. And I'm like, oh shit. I know, but I can't change it. I know, like, because I was in too much survival. And survival mode is always loud. Survival mode is always loud. Like I knew full well, I know the creation process. I know how it works. I know what my part is. I know what the Lord's part is. I know how to teach it. I know how to create it for myself. And yet I felt powerless to actually get out of my own survival because it was so loud. And revelation is always quiet. It doesn't mean that revelation can't have a gut punch to it or be powerful, but revelation does not yell at you. Survival does. Revelation is quiet. So the world trains leaders to push through exhaustion, but the obedient rebel does something different. They stop, they breathe, they rest, and they return to the place where they can hear again. This isn't softness, this is strength. This is spiritual intelligence. This is leadership. This is obedience. Because when you regulate your body, your spirit opens. When you settle your mind, your intuition comes back online and rises. When you create stillness, heaven speaks differently. Heaven can actually get in. Clarity is not found in the push, it's found in the pause. So when you return to a place where you can hear again, this can be a physical location. It actually ended up being a physical location for me. Maui is my happy place. And it had been almost 2 years since I'd been to Maui. And we have dear friends who live on Maui and invited us to come out. And I was like, yes, I will come out. And I was I was in such a low spiritually in my body, like everything was such a low. And that was the most healing experience I have ever had in Hawaii. And I've had some pretty awesome healing experiences in Hawaii, but my soul was restored. My body was restored. And I had this really, really powerful conversation with my girlfriend. Shout out to Lenore Robinson. I love you, darling. This has stayed with me since our conversation. She kept telling me, you got to get a grip, Allison. You got to get a grip. And I was like, I think this is my get a grip trip. I really think this is a get a grip trip. And it was not like, hold yourself together, but it's like, come on, like, where's your power? She's like, this is not the powerful woman that I've known for years. Like, where'd she go? And I'm like, she's here, but she's kind of drowning. And so instead of like shaming myself that, oh no, now Lenore thinks I'm a burden, which she did not. We had that burden conversation right at the very beginning. Like, this was an opportunity for me to do nothing but receive. And it was hard. And it was so gorgeous. And it was so strong. And it was everything that I needed that I didn't know to ask for. And that actually put me in a place where I can hear again, where I feel alive again. Now, maybe Hawaii is not that place for you. Maybe a different beach is, or the mountains are, or maybe you've got, you know, maybe it's your bedroom. Maybe it's not even a physical place at all, but it's this place where you feel safe, where your soul feels safe, and you can hear again. So it doesn't require you to fly all over the world, but obedient rebels will stop, will breathe, will rest, and they will reach out. They will reach out so that they can return to the place where they can hear again. So if you've been saying, I keep praying, but nothing's coming, or I feel disconnected from God, or I'm trying to get clarity, but I'm so overwhelmed, I want you to hear this. You don't need to pray harder. You need to rest deeper. That's it. Peace is not the reward. It's the portal. Stillness isn't the break. It's the strategy. Rest isn't a luxury. It's a commandment. The moment you stop outrunning yourself and your demons, God meets you in a way that you did not know you were missing. So if you're ready to reconnect with God and finally hear him without the static of exhaustion, you can grab the free reset that I created for you over at theobedientrebel.com/way, or click the link in the description box, or click on the QR code on your screen. This is a simple, powerful tool that's going to help you shift and help you return to the place where you're coming back to you and where you can hear again. If this episode hit home, please take 2 seconds and like, subscribe, share, or leave a review on any of your podcasting platforms that you happen to hear of this show. I really need your help in spreading this message to the people who are quietly drowning, perhaps like you once were. And until next time, keep your peace close, your obedience strong, and your rebellion holy.